coach on the road, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game, and I'm over here in the Rockies locker room, and I got the man here, Shook. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
How's it going, everybody? Aaron Shunk from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I didn't met butcher your name already. Don't be good at that. Georgia, you're a country boy.
Yes, sir, a little bit. I grew up in the city, but got some country in me.
So what you doing all the way over in Colorado?
You know, just playing ball, man. Just living the dream, chasing it.
Well, you know, I used to coach college baseball. Scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid dream of playing the big leagues. You in the big leagues. What's this feeling like?
It's an unreal feeling. Still doesn't quite feel real, but, man, really thankful for it.
And what was your role like getting here?
You know, it was a good one, you know. Hit all the levels and just tried to stay where my feet were and just tried to put together good at-bats and play some good defense. So thankful for everybody that's helped me along the way. Got a lot of people to thank for it.
So you hit all the levels. That means you paid your dues, huh?
Yeah, paid my dues. Got a lot of at-bats in the minor leagues, and, you know, it helped me become who I am, and going to try and keep being who I am, not trying to do too much.
You know, a lot of kids watch you guys, and they think you guys get drafted in the big leagues next day.
I know. I had a lot of people text me after I got drafted, like, oh, we're in Denver, we're going to see you. And I was like, I'm going to Boise, Idaho, you know. I got some dues to pay.
Let me guess, you had no idea what Boise, Idaho were, huh?
We had some long bus trips. You know, it was fun. You know, built a lot of character. That was the old minor league system. So it was 3 games, hop on a bus after the game, and drive 9 hours and play the next day. So a little different than it is now, but built a lot of character with a lot of awesome teammates.
So, you know, Torrey Hunter told me about his peanut butter and jelly sandwich days, $10 meal money.
Oh, yeah.
This generation, they minor leagues don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, it's a little different. Thankful for that. You know, it helps the guys out. And getting pre- and post-game meals is big, especially for guys that don't end up getting a big bonus. So I think we're moving in a good direction. I think it's producing a lot of really good players.
But y'all still got the Motel 6 or something.
Still got some extended stay Americas in there. But, yeah, the hotels here are a little bit different. You know, it's another thing to look forward to work hard for.
So what is it like for a youngster when he signed that professional contract and then all of a sudden he's out on his own to take care of himself?
It's a big learning experience. You know, I'm thankful that my parents were able to raise me to be pretty independent. But yeah, it's a big learning curve going from being at home, and especially for high school guys. You know, it's a big maturing opportunity. And I think the system kind of puts you in a good place to grow up pretty quick. And there's a lot of amazing guys in baseball that take you under their wing and help you grow.
Who were some of those guys that mentored you?
You know, honestly, I got drafted with Tolia, and we were both in Boise at the same time. And we were college guys, so we had a little bit more experience. But LJ Hatch was kind of a role utility guy when we first got drafted. And he kind of helped show us the ropes on how to go. And as I came up, I got to be with Sam Hilliard over here. And, you know, he's been an amazing resource for me. And actually, Charlie Blackman, he lives in Atlanta, and I've been working out with him in the off seasons for the last 3 or 4 years. And man, he's an amazing wealth of knowledge. He's helped me grow a lot as a player on and off the field, and especially this role that I'm coming into. You know, he's played off the bench, and he's given me a lot of tips and pointers on how he manages a game in that role. So I'm extremely thankful for the guys that are around me, and I'm hoping I can help them out.
You know, you got a lot of quality baseball down there in Georgia, too.
There's a lot of good baseball in Georgia. Produce some good players. It helps when the weather is nice for a lot of the year.
Oh, well, now you're going to rub in in Chicago. Go ahead. I'm going to let them slide.
I'm not running it up on Chicago now.
Okay, but you ain't gonna be up here the winter time.
My uncle lives here, actually. He's a doctor here in the city, so got some family up here, which is pretty cool.
Oh, well, he got a nice heated house in the winter time. If he's a doctor, he can afford a pretty heat bill up here.
they're good people, man. I'm thankful for everyone that's been around me.
So what is it like for your families and friends to say that they know you? You're a major leaguer.
They're pretty proud. It's pretty cool. They've been with it every step of the way and helped keep me on track. So they're just as proud as I am.
Let me take you back real quick. on a little journey. First major league hit.
Haven't gotten one yet.
You haven't got one?
No. Yesterday was my first day, so didn't get in the lineup yet. So just ready for whenever my name gets called. But I had there was an opportunity to come into pinch run late in the game yesterday, and didn't come through. So just waiting for that first game.
Well, let me wish you a little luck after you leave Chicago, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so first major league appears. Take our audience back. You get that call up, you're going to the big leagues. Walk in this locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Oh, man. Took my breath away, man. You know, it's been such a long journey. And, I mean, I've been watching the Braves since I was 2-3 years old. I was almost named after Hank Aaron. My parents were going to name me Henry.
I can see the real
But, yeah, I mean, I remember my parents telling me we went to the old Braves stadium. Turner Field, and there was a statue of Hank out front, and I walked up and I read the nameplate and turned to my parents and I'm like, hey, they named this guy after me. And so, you know, just walking in here, seeing all the guys, and coming in and seeing my own locker, it was a pretty surreal moment.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I cried when I got the news. But yeah, definitely got choked up, man. It was pretty special seeing my name on the back of the jersey.
Mama cried?
Mom and Dad cried. Oh yeah, my wife cried. It was a pretty cool moment.
So what was it like? Last question. What was it like just walking through this tunnel and coming into this locker room?
Oh man, I could hear my heart beating in my ears, man. It was crazy. Thankfully, I know a lot of these guys. I've spent a lot of time with a lot of them, and they kind of helped to settle me down. Once I took some ground balls with Schaaf out on the field, I felt kind of came back to my feet. So.
Coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Go right down to the bottom of the screen and click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber. A League of Our Own, Independent Development of Baseball League, is dedicated to promoting diversity in baseball, honoring Satchel Paige's legacy, history, and accomplishment by naming one of the teams to Satchel Paige's All-Star. Ever invoking his memory in the hearts and minds of past, present, and future generations. And we look forward to that dedication service.
And my family and I, we thank you, the opportunity of you including.
We talked about later on in his life, and he was saying about how young men don't play baseball. We had that conversation. So yeah, he'd be honored about what you're doing and having this league and trying to have more interest for, you know, African Americans playing baseball, because I heard it was like 6%, and there are a lot of talented, you know, African American players out there. They really are.
And give you a pick up for that dedication service.
That sounds good.
A League of Our Own Baseball, Midwest Fall Independent Baseball League, names team after former Negro League baseball player Sam Allen. In 1957, he went on to play for the Kansas City Monarchs. In 1958, he played for the Raleigh Tigers. And in 1959, he played for the Memphis Red Sox. The team shall be named the Sam Allen Monarchs to forever honor his memory for past, present, and future generations. In 2003, he was elected into the African American Hall of Fame. If you are a baseball player interested in being a part of this team or would like to become a sponsor, booster, or donor, please contact us at 205-264-1468.
We are looking to develop a network of potential donors, sponsors, boosters, and or well-wishers that will be interested in supporting this baseball league. Tax-deductible contributions, large or small, are welcome and tax-deductible. If you would be interested in supporting this endeavor, you can log on to our website. Thank you and help us spread the word.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.